know, I was sitting down, and as soon as that started to play, I felt like I had to stand up, because Monday is President's Day, and so we thought that we'd listen to Hail to the Chief for a moment, and we're going to talk about perhaps one of our greatest presidents ever, veering a little bit off what we usually do, but this is such a great topic with President's Day coming up. Sergeant Doug Decker with us from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
You you read an interesting book, and I'd like to read this as well. It sounds like a good one. It's about Lincoln and leadership,
yes,
right?
Yes, by Donald T. Phillips. And, you know, boys like President Lincoln, you know, I think growing up as a kid, President Washington and President Lincoln. I mean,
Those were the two.
I don't know. Maybe sounds wrong. Drilled into your head, right?
No, they're and iconic.
Today
absolutely.
Is actually Lincoln's birthday, our 16th president of the U.S. A lot of things happened during his presidency, right? So the South seceded, the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation, the Gettysburg Address, you know, probably one of the most famous addresses ever given. And, you know, unfortunately, he was assassinated April 14th, 1865. You know, and an interesting thing is reconciliation. That's what he wanted after the Civil War.
Yeah.
And what would have happened if he would have lived? You know, and Andrew Johnson was his vice president.
Yeah.
He was a Democrat. Lincoln was a Republican. Andrew Johnson, some feel, worst president we ever had, and I'm getting away from Lincoln on leadership.
No, but you're right.
Was impeached by the House, acquitted in the Senate, and he really didn't embrace, I don't believe, that reconciliation.
Yeah.
So what might have been, right?
See, always been interesting to play that game when you look back on history. What are some of the things that stand out to you as far as Lincoln's leadership, though?
Well, he has a lot of principles, right? And the book is about leadership traits and principles that Lincoln used. And it's important in law enforcement, a lot of command classes. This is required reading. I think this is good. Like you said, you're interested in it. Showing compassion and caring nature will aid you in forging successful relationships.
Mm.
So nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care, that, you know, and things like that. So it's so important to show that people are important to you, right?
Yep.
That's whether it's your subordinates, the people you serve in the community, things like that, you know, the country that he served. I like this one. A good leader avoids issuing orders, preferring to request, imply, or make suggestions. So you're giving your subordinates the opportunity to have some input.
Yeah.
You know, there's a story, Lincoln goes to his staff, right, his small cabinet, his main people in his cabinet, and he says, this is this dilemma. We're going to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
And all four say nay, and he says aye, and I win. He says, it isn't that he didn't take their input, but he listened to them, but ultimately the decision was his. So he took their input from them. The one thing with making suggestions I do find as a police officer, so being the sergeant, sometimes you have to be careful that people don't read into like, hey, I really think you ought to go take care of this right now. They don't go... It wasn't an actual order that said, go do this. So I guess I maybe don't have to. So part of that is what's your relationship and how you work together.
Yeah.
I think so people do understand that.
Right.
That's important. Remember, compromise does not mean cowardice. I like that one.
Yeah.
As a police officer, and especially when you're a younger officer, you frequently go on calls and you feel like, I'm the final authority here, and I'm going to have the final say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people, this is in everyday life, during an argument, seems like we always want to get the last word in, right?
Right.
And sometimes we have to compromise, swallow our pride, and it doesn't mean we're backing down. It just means maybe we're being the better person and just stepping back. You know, frequently on calls, I've found where I've had to just kind of step back and just leave it be, and it's not a loss, and... you know, you walk away from it. It's maybe you lose that battle, that small battle, but you win the war overall.
And I'll tell you what, that carries over into all aspects of life, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly, certainly.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
I like this one. Have malice toward none and charity for all. That's a hard, that's a lofty goal, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, and it's so important. And, you know, I think that's what Lincoln was trying to say at the end of the war, too. You know, certainly in... Hey, we have to embrace the South back here. These are our brothers and sisters, and, you know, this happened, but we can fix it. And, you know, going with fixing things, when you meet an individual, try not to part with any unpleasant impression on either side.
Mm.
And again, I found this sometimes where I make a mistake and I don't handle something right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a way to dig yourself out of that hole or to fix things. You know, you can turn things around. And I tell a lot of the newer officers that come into training, and I'm like, you'll make some mistakes and you can dig a hole and get into it. But there's a way to always climb out of that hole and fix it. You know?
Sure.
So if you can do that from the mistake at the beginning and correct it at the end, you know. And again, it goes back to, you know, when those people leave, they might not have been happy at first, but you might be shaking hands and things will be better. And they'll remember that.
You know, it's interesting, Doug. These are all things that Lincoln excelled at in life, but not necessarily naturally. He had to learn the hard way. A lot of these principles, didn't he?
Right, and I think that's an important thing with him too. You know, born in a one-room cabin, you know, just had to work his way up through things. Didn't have the silver spoon, so to say.
Lost his first several elections.
Yes,
before becoming president.
You know, lost his mother. Yeah. You know, when he was young, things like that.
Yep.
So hardships, and you know, and we were just kind of discussing just briefly. There's a lot of people, you know, as time goes on. So there's a mythological status, and I think it's certainly related to that assassination and everything, mm-hmm. and that we lost them so young, not unlike JFK. And now we go back, and somebody goes, well, you know, he was kind of he could have been almost like a dictator, mm-hmm. or he controlled too much power, and he gave himself a lot of power in that. And rather than look at some of his mistakes, which we all have in our life, I want to look at the great things he did. And, you know, like the Gettysburg Address. One of the speakers there, great speaker, I don't know his name, right? But spent 2 hours giving a speech. Lincoln gets up, and basically the Gettysburg Address, like, I don't know anybody's, you know, I don't know it verbatim, but he's basically alluding to people are going to kind of forget what was said here.
Yeah.
And they're going to forget us, but we should never forget these troops that died. And in less than 3 minutes, he gives one of the most powerful speeches. And that speech talks about the past, the present, and what is our future?
Yeah, maybe one of the best speeches ever delivered. Good point.
Certainly.
The book that we're referring to was written by, again, Donald Phillips. It's Lincoln on Leadership. I think it'd be a good read for anybody that just wants kind of a refresher course on some of those important principles that Lincoln lived by.
Right. I'd strongly recommend it. I read it and I really enjoyed it.
Be a good way to spend your President's Day on Monday, right?
Yes, it would.
Doug, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Paul.